The Chevy Chase show is often remembered as one of television's most spectacular misfires, a late-night experiment that flamed out in less than 2 months. Premiering on September 7, 1993, the talk show was a bold attempt by the Fox network to compete with the likes of The Tonight Show with Jay Leno and Late Night with David Letterman. Armed with Chevy Chase's comedic reputation and a hefty budget, Fox hoped to establish itself as a serious player in the late-night arena. Instead, the show quickly became a textbook example of how even a beloved star and a strong network backing can lead to failure when the execution misses the mark. This is TV Casualty, the Chevy Chase Show. Chevy Chase entered the project as a well-known comedic actor, celebrated for his work on Saturday Night Live and iconic films like National Lampoon's Vacation and Caddyshack. His sharp wit and physical comedy had endeared him to audiences, but hosting a talk show was a different challenge entirely. Late night hosting demands a unique combination of charisma, conversational skill, and quick thinking, attributes that had made veterans like Johnny Carson and David Letterman legends in the format. Despite his comedic pedigree, Chase's strengths did not align well with the demands of a nightly talk show. From the outset, the Chevy Chase show faced significant hurdles. The format attempted to blend traditional talk show elements with quirky innovations, including a sprawling set designed to resemble a cozy living room. However, critics and audiences quickly noted that the set felt oddly impersonal and that Chase himself seemed uncomfortable in the role. His interviews were often stilted, lacking the natural flow or charm necessary to engage guests and viewers alike. Attempts at humor during monologues and skits frequently fell flat, with Chase's delivery coming off as awkward rather than sharp. Adding to the struggle was the show's lack of a clear identity, competing against established programs like Letterman's irreverent and offbeat humor or Leno's polished Middle America appeal. Chase's show seemed unsure of what it wanted to be. Fox had marketed the show heavily, emphasizing Chase's reputation as a comedic innovator, but the end product lacked the energy or originality promised in its promotional campaigns. Critics were merciless, panning everything from the pacing to Chase's on-screen demeanor. Some reviews described the show as painfully unfunny, while others pointed out the disconnect between Chase's comedic sensibilities and the structure of a late-night program. Behind the scenes, production was reportedly chaotic. Creative differences between Chase and the production team led to constant tinkering with the show's format, preventing it from finding its rhythm. Chase himself later admitted that he had underestimated the demands of hosting, finding the nightly grind and improvisational nature of the job overwhelming. This lack of preparation was evident to viewers, who quickly tuned out after the heavily hyped premiere. The ratings were disastrous. Despite strong initial curiosity, viewership plummeted almost immediately, with audiences opting to stick with the familiarity of Leno and Letterman. By October 1993, just 5 weeks after its debut, Fox pulled the plug on the Chevy Chase show, making it one of the shortest-lived talk shows in television history. The network incurred significant financial losses, not just from the production costs, but also from the advertising commitments tied to what they had hoped would be a long-running success. The failure of the Chevy Chase show is often attributed to a combination of factors, including miscasting, poor execution, and a lack of understanding of what made late-night television work. Chase's comedic talents, which thrived in sketch comedy and film, did not translate to the nuanced and demanding role of a talk show host. The show's production also failed to build a format that played to his strengths, instead attempting to shoehorn him into a traditional late-night mold that didn't suit his abilities. Despite its ignominious end, the show has retained a certain infamy in pop culture as an example of how even the most promising concepts can go awry. For Chevy Chase, it was a humbling chapter in an otherwise celebrated career, though he would later find a resurgence with projects like the sitcom Community. For Fox, the debacle underscored the challenges of breaking into the late-night landscape, a lesson the network would take to heart in its future programming efforts.